The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Andrew McCaw, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. And I've got to say, I'm here with a happy, happy, happy Regis Progray. Regis, first and foremost, mate, how's things? How's life right now?
Man, life is great, bro. You know, life is great. That's all I can say, bro. Life is, you know, real good. Personal-wise, I'm always great personal-wise. You know, boxing always could do a little better. But, you know, personally, I'm always doing great, bro.
Now, no, listen, I know, and I follow you on Instagram, I see that you're having, you like to live your life, whether it be at the ocean, lakes, whatever you may be, climbing mountains, whatever it may be. But you mentioned the boxing could be a little bit better, but it has got better because news today that there's a purse bids now for you to face Jose Cepeda for the WBC belt, because obviously Jose Ramirez, I think it's conflicting with his wedding or something along them lines, but he's obviously pulled out. But it's gave you the opportunity now to fight for that WBC belt against Cepeda. So, man, how happy are we? How happy are you with that news?
I'm ecstatic, bro. I mean, over the moon type of happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, for, you know, I was already a world champion. And, you know, I told everybody, you know, I mean, you know, like I was adamant about, like, I want to be a champion again. You know, I have to be a champion again. You know, everybody told me, you know, go to 47, you're not going to get a shot, and it's politics could go into it. And I felt like I'm just stay down, you know. And for me, for the most part, I talk, you know, I mean, I might open my mouth sometimes, but for the most part, bro, I put my head down and I just work. I work and I work and I work. And, you know, I felt like, you know, after I did lose my belt, I fell in like a pit. You know what I'm saying? And I just clawed my way back out. And now I'm fighting for the belt again, you know? And I'm just, it's just like all that's coming to fruition, bro. And I felt like it was going to happen. And now it's finally happening. I'm super happy about it.
Listen, the last time I spoke with you, Regis, was, I think it was a month and a half ago to 2 months ago. And now you voiced out your frustrations, and for lack of a better word, you were pissed off at the fact that you didn't get your shot. You're not, nobody's talking about you. Everyone's talking about everyone else in the division, but Regis Progray seems to be on the side a little bit. Nobody's mentioning your name. So Right. Has that give you more fuel going into this title fight against Cepeda to just be like, right, listen, guys, I'm here. I'm the man in the division. I'm here. So look at me, mention my name. If you want a shot, I'm the man to go through. Does that give you more fire in your belly?
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, bro, the whole time I've been working. The whole time I've been working, you know, like, and, you know, and so, you know, I kind of figured like it was going to happen, bro. I don't know if it's kind of like the New Orleans voodoo thing going on or something, but I feel like it was going to happen just like it was going to happen like this, bro. That's just something I thought that was going to happen. The crazy thing, because so when I was in my last camp in Dubai against McKenna, they told me, like, I think when I was in LA, when I just started camp in LA, they told me that the fight was going to be for a mandatory spot, right? And, you know, I don't know if you know, but me and Zapata share one of the same trainers. So as I was leaving the gym, he was walking in, right? As I was finishing my workout, he was walking in. And, you know, my manager, he was like, you know, Zapata don't know it yet, but, you know, that might be y'all first little confrontation. That might be our first little press conference confrontation type of thing. And I kind of felt it, like, yeah, like you know, me and him gonna fight next. And I just, it's just something I felt that that was gonna happen. And I kind of been already, we thought that it was gonna happen like this. So I kind of already been preparing already like that. Like I was just sparring and stuff last week and all that type of stuff. And just already preparing for it.
Now, again, if I take this journalistic hat off and put my boxing fan hat on like I always do, when I look at Jorge Cepeda and I look at Regis Progre and I put you two in the ring together, I'm like, wow, this is a fight I want to see. I want to be ringside for this fight. This fight's going to be all action. I can see knockdowns. I can see blood. I can see cuts. I can see it all in this fight. Is that how you see this fight? I know you say you're a boxer. I know that you don't like it. You make life easy, but when I think of this fight, I think like knockdowns. I think of excitement. And how do you see this fight?
Well, first off, it's not just a big fight for, you know, for the division. It's a big fight for boxing, first off, you know, because it's just a big story behind it, you know. So me and Zepeda, both of us southpaws, both of us have big knockout power, you know. Like Zepeda earned he definitely earned a shot because Zepeda, I thought he beat Ramirez the first time. I really thought he beat Ramirez the first time. He deserved the belt the first time. And then after that, he scratched his way back to the top. He had a few knockouts, just put people to sleep, real bad knockouts, fight of the year type of knockouts. And, you know, so he definitely deserves a shot. I have big power in both of my hands. So, you know, you have that on that side. The second big story is that, like, we share one of the same trainers. You know, like, Julian Chua trains both of us. And so, look, people text me. Bro, my phone be blowing up. People text me.
Rightfully so.
Man, so, you know, we share the same trainers. And, you know, but he told me he going to stay out of both the camps for this fight. Of course, he's going to stay out of both. He's going to be neutral for this fight. And third, like you said, is like both of us deserved it. Both of us really want this shot. You know, I know me, bro, like, I feel like nothing going to take me away from it. Like, I don't care who you put in the ring with me. I feel like, you know, nothing going to take me away from it. But one of the things I suffer from is in boxing is my mindset. And meaning, like, I have supreme confidence in myself. Like, sometimes too much confidence. Like, every time you tell me I'm going to fight somebody, I think, oh, I'm going to kill him. That's all I think. Oh, I'm going to kill him. You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I just feel like, bro, I'm running through everybody. Like, I feel like you can't put nobody in front of me. I'm not going to run through. You know, but Julian, you know, I talked to Julian last night. He told me and Zepeda, he told us the same thing. He said, look, like, Zepeda is a killer. You know, don't underestimate Zepeda. You know, he said, look, he's good. He's really good. And he told him the same thing about me. He said, look, you know, Regis is a killer. Don't underestimate him, you know, because I think maybe Zepeda told him the same thing. I know I can beat him, you know, or whatever he told him. And for me, I know Zepeda's a, you know, a good fighter. But like I said, I just have supreme confidence in myself. Like, I have so much confidence. It's like, I feel like I'm going to kill everybody I step in the ring with. I feel like, oh, I'm going to destroy him. You know, so I'm glad I talked to Julian. He was like, bro, don't underestimate. And I never underestimate my opponents or nothing like that. But it's still, I have supreme confidence in myself all the time. I know a lot of fighters, they're the opposite. They don't have no confidence in themselves. Me, I'm total. I'm just like, no matter who you put me in front, I feel like I'm whooping. And I'm not just going to whoop, I'm going to whoop them back, you know? So, this fight, it's going to be interesting, bro. It's definitely going to be an interesting fight.
And like I said to you, as a boxing fan, I'm eager for this fight. Now, the purse bids are due by August 30th. Now, for you, where would you like this fight? I know you said that about your confidence and stuff. Like, we know, like, a hometown crowd, New Orleans crowd will give you that extra confidence or that extra sort of 5% in a fight. We don't know where this fight will be, but where would you like it to be come the purse bid?
For me, I want to fight somewhere that is going to sell the most. And for me, I would think in Texas, but, you know, maybe like somewhere in San Diego, Las Vegas. Like, I think Vegas is probably the best place to put the fight. That's what I would think. Put it in Vegas. You know, if I was a promoter, if I was whoever was gonna pick up the fight, promote the fight, I would think to put the fight in Vegas. You know, you're 140 pounds, and especially if they promote it the right way. I mean, it's just gonna be I think my promoters had on sometimes too. And just if you're looking at a promoter's way to maximize the earning potential, I think that just Vegas is probably the best place to put it. That's what I would think. Either Texas or Vegas. And first, no state taxes on Texas side or Vegas side. And then after that, you know, I live in Texas, but you know, it's Mexican is anybody else. He's a Mexican American. So, you know, like I said, either in Texas or Las Vegas, and I think that's the best place to put it.
Listen, Vegas for me, baby. You know what I mean? I love Vegas, man. So I'm happy. If I can somehow wangle my way to come to that fight, like I said to you, I'm going to be there. Jose Ramirez, he said he would want to crack at the winner after, obviously, he's dealt with his, I think it's his wedding or something along them lines. I'm not quite sure. I read an article. But once he's dealt with what he's got to deal with, he's willing to face the winner. Now, Jose Ramirez, it seems like, you know yourself, you win this title, it's nothing but hard fights here on in for you, man. You've got to defend. I know you want to unify it as well, become a unified world champion as well. So it's nothing but hard fights for you. So again, you're not looking past Cepeda, but in the human aspect of it, you've got a tough fight. If you do win against Ramirez or these other guys at the top of the division, I know Teofimo Lopez is there. I know you would like another crack at Josh Taylor. Jack Catrow's there if you want it. So have you thought how dangerous and how bad this division is?
Yeah, for sure. I want that, bro. Like, I want that. You know, it's like, that's exactly what I want. I want the big fights. After this, I told people, I want the big fights. That's all I want. When I told people I want to be a champion again. And when I do become a two-time champion, I want the biggest fights. And the biggest fights are for me, the biggest fights are the dangerous fights, the big names and stuff. So that's what I want, bro. I want the big names. I want the big name fights. Because time is ticking, and I feel for me, I'm only getting better. But you know, I don't want to waste my time or whatever. I want to have the big fights. I want to have the dangerous fights. Every camp I train super hard. So why train for a fight when it's not going to be that good of an opponent? You know, I want somebody that will be good and will be dangerous.
For the casual fan as well, for you and Cepeda, they might look at it and be like, oh, they've lost here. You've lost your fight, but your fight was a close fight against Josh Taylor. Cepeda's lost two fights, but like you said, you believe he beat Ramirez. Now, he fought Teddy Flanagan, who you fought, but I think it was like the second or third round.
He messed his shoulder.
So you can't really look at your losses and be like, ah, they've lost in the division because, I mean, they could have gone either way, do you know what I mean, for Cepeda and yourself. So, It's for me, as looking at it, I just think it's a great, great fight for the boxing fans. And I think that everyone that's not just the purest boxing fan, if you want to see skill, if you want to see footwork, you want to see hand speed, punch selection, distribution, I think you two are going to gel very well. And it's going to be one of the, I think it might be, again, I might just put my reputation on the line here, but I can see it being fight of the year. Do you know what I mean? I can just see that happening. But can you see that happening? Can you see this potentially being fight of the year?
I don't know. I told you, I have so much supreme confidence in myself to where I don't want to say I'm going to run through them, but you know, that's, I just have supreme confidence in myself. Thank
you. Yeah. Like I said to you, man, the division's red hot. You win this title, the WBA is vacant. I'm going to believe that if Josh fights Jack Catlow again, he'll probably, whoever wins that one, if Jack wins, then he'll probably stick around. But if Josh wins it, then I think he'll vacate every single belt again. So I asked you this before. You mentioned other fighters that hadn't been undisputed and Floyd Mayweather and stuff like that. But there's a lot of emphasis now in boxing become the undisputed. We've seen it with Canelo at super middleweight, with Josh, Usyk, Charlo. We've seen these guys unified, become the number one guy, and there's no argument. I know you say you're the number one in the division, but people will argue, well, Josh has got this belt. Do you know what I mean? Josh is number one. So for you to make that crystal clear that you are the number one guy in that division, have you thought about Undisputed?
I've been thinking about it. And really, to be honest, bro, I think I might stay at 140 my whole career unless something really pulls me to 147. And the only thing, I'm going to tell you right now, the only thing that I think that can really pull 147 is Josh Taylor. That's probably the only thing that can. But for me, if I can, you know, I was only thinking about 147 because I felt like I couldn't make the weight at 140 no more. Now I make the weight easy. I hire a nutritionist, so I can make the weight easy. So for me, it's no reason to go to 147 unless I want like a Josh Taylor or something big up there. But for me, I'd rather stay at 40. It's like I said, it's no telling what'll happen, bro. I know I want the big fights. I do want the big fights. Maybe I go ahead and stay at 140 and become undisputed, or maybe go up to 47. I can do either one. I feel like I can do either one. But, you know, earlier I thought that I felt like I was going to 47 because I couldn't make the weight. Mm. And now I know for sure I can make the weight, and I probably can make this weight for the rest of my career. I'm already older. So, you know, basically around my age, that's when your metabolism would, you know, slow down, and that's when you would get bigger. And I'm getting smaller. As I get older, I'm getting smaller because I'm learning how to eat and do all the right stuff, you know. So, like I said, it all depends, bro. It all depends on what's going on at the time, the landscape of boxing, how it's all planned out.
That's the thing. Boxing is a funny old sport, man. We don't know what's going to happen in this game. And you know yourself, you're in the game, so you know how crazy this sport can be and how things can just be up in the air 1 minute, and then all of a sudden you can see Regis Progre fighting an exhibition against Floyd Mayweather in 2 years' time. Who knows? That's how crazy this game is.
Boxing, bro, never knows. In this sport, bro, you really never know. You just never know what's going to happen, bro. It's like the stock market. Like, you can't pick this. It's just, things just happen. You know, this is the craziest sport in the world. So what things, you know, it just, things just happen. It just come out the blue and, you know, and there we go.
And a small aspect of is that's one, probably one of the reasons why I love the sport so much is you just, it's one-on-one. In a football game, you can hide behind your teammates. A basketball game, you can hide. If you have a bad game, you're hiding behind four other players. But in boxing, there's nowhere to hide. Then you've got that crazy element to it. So, like you said, it is the best sport in the world. But one final one for me, then, Jose Cepeda, like I said, for me as a fan, I think it's a great fight. So for you, why should the fans tune into this fight? Why should the fans who are, when this fight is made, why should they come to Vegas, Texas? Who knows? Why should they come and check this fight out?
Like you said, I mean, for the first thing is going to be a big night of boxing because you have two southpaws with probably some of the highest KO percentages in the division. And I think that's, if I'm a promoter, I'm pretty sure they're going to watch this interview. If I'm a promoter, I'm a promote it that way. You have the, like, I think I have one of the highest KO percentages in the division, you know, especially over quality opponents. And then Zepeda does too. He has high, very, very high KO percentage. And so that's the story around that. We both are southpaws. We both train with the same, you know, we both train with the same trainer. So we kind of have two southpaws that train with the same trainer. So they might be actually kind of similar in skill wise. They might be kind of similar. And it's not like, usually you get southpaws that slick and they, you know, they don't care about, you know, they just want box. And both of us come to knock people out. You know, I come to hurt people. I come to knock people out. He been knocking people out, you know. So I think that just that alone, that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a story right there. And then, like I said, on top of that, we both really, really want this shot, you know, because he feel like he deserve it. I feel like I deserve it. You know, I was already a world champion. I want to get back to that. He feel like he was robbed out of his chance, and this is his chance again, you know. So you have two people that are very, very hungry for the belt, you know. So, I mean, this might have fight of the year potential in it, you know, because it is so much riding on the line. It's a lot that's riding on the line with this fight, for sure.
I'm putting my reputation on the line here. It's going to be a fight of the year contender. I can see it, and I don't want to put pressure on you. If you're in that 12th and final round, and you're like, oh, I remember that interview with Andrew. He said it's going to be fight of the year, but it's just, listen, no pressure. We just don't think about me.
Nope.
Listen, like I said to you, I'm happy you've got the shot because I think the last three or four interviews we've spoke, you've seemed that a bit agitated, pissed off, and that nobody's talking. No, you can't get this shot, but you finally got it, mate. So, like I said, I'm happy for you, brother. And listen, when the fight's made, I'll probably get another chat with you when we find out the location and where it might be and stuff like that. So, train hard, mate, and enjoy it. And hopefully, I'll see you in Vegas or Texas, wherever this fight might be. I might be out there, but listen, keep training hard, brother. I'll speak to you soon.
Always, bro. Sports Social Podcast Network.